British Schools Are to Teach 7-Year-Olds That Only White People Can Be Racists by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. In Sheffield, England, a group of schools under the organization of Notre Dame High School, designated as a British national teaching school to lead the training of teachers, has developed an anti-racism curriculum for 7-year-old kids that teaches that blacks cannot be racist towards white people because racism can only be expressed by whites who hold cultural power over black people. An example of cultural power is non-whites assimilating to the mores, morals, and laws of the host white country. This leaves the function of immigration to be to break up the existing society and culture and turn the ethnic-based nation into a Tower of Babel. As I have emphasized, the transformation of Western ethnic-based nationalities into Towers of Babel has been going on for decades, aided and abetted by national governments, liberal elites, and Zionists who regard Gentiles as the enemy. This transformation is today the main function of Western education. Ricardo Duchesne provides an explanation similar to mine here in the article, Why the West is Replacing Its White Population. The program is political indoctrination designed to undermine the confidence and self-assurance of white people and inculcate guilt in its place. The program also produces disunity because it teaches children to see themselves in terms of skin color with privilege assigned to white skin. The assertion of white privilege is nonsensical. In Britain, a white man who rapes a woman is likely to be punished with a long prison sentence. But as we know from 30 years of black gang rapes of white British girls, denied and hidden from view by the British government so as not to reflect on the government's open borders policy, the rapes were not even investigated. Indeed, there were numerous news reports that those who attempted to report the rape of a child, sister, mother, wife, were threatened by British police with hate speech charges. It was considered racist and a hate crime to impugn a black person. The same situation exists in Scandinavia, where news organizations reported that 25% of Swedish women were afraid to go outside their homes. In articles on this website, I linked to news reports that Scandinavian women were fearful of reporting their rapes because their accusation could be interpreted as a hate crime. In the United States, white heterosexual males have been second-class citizens in law since the Jew, Alfred W. Blumrosen, was appointed compliance chief of the EEOC, the Enforcement Agency for the Civil Rights Act. In defiance of the explicit statutory language of the act, Blumrosen established a system of race and gender quotas that denied the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution to white males. For 60 years, white American males have had to stand aside while lesser qualified people of color and females took their places in university admission, employment, and promotion. As recently as the Biden regime, the black Secretary of Defense announced that all promotions of white males were on hold until the military achieved diversification. The practice of intentional discrimination against white heterosexual men spread into corporations, where Starbucks, for example, announced the company was not hiring white males in the interest of expanding diversity, and companies such as Gillette and Bud Light ran advertisements demonizing white men. By then, white males had accepted and were accustomed to their second-class citizenship and continued to purchase the products of their oppressors. Have a look at any Starbucks coffee house. It is full of dumb shit white guys. In the Western world, privilege has long been associated with people of color, not with white skin. Dishonest people, such as those behind the Sheffield Project, disingenuously argue that blacks are more likely to be incarcerated than whites, and use this as proof of white privilege. They hide the fact that blacks are more likely to commit crimes, and that is the reason a larger percentage of blacks than whites are incarcerated. The 1964 Civil Rights Act is worshipped as a triumph of morality, but is it? The law forbade intentional acts of racial and gender discrimination, but Rosenbaum and federal judges replaced intent with unequal results, ignoring that people are unequal in ability, motivation, and determination, and that these differences exist among whites as well as between whites and people of color. Moreover, people discriminate constantly in, for example, choice of political party, choice of items on a menu, choice of churches, friends, entertainment, jobs, choice of right and wrong. Why among the myriad of discriminatory daily acts is it forbidden to prefer one's own race and to believe that men and women are better at different tasks? The 1964 Civil Rights Act was allegedly passed in order to provide enforcement teeth for the 14th Amendment. Instead, the act destroyed the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause and imposed a discriminatory legal system based on race and gender privilege. If you want to learn the story, read my book, The New Color Line, Regnery, 1995. Note, 74.5% of Sheffield, England's population self-identifies as white British in the 2021 census, down from 80.8% in 2011. The percentage who identified as Christian fell to 38.5% from 52.5% 10 years earlier.